transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Praise God. We've been in a series entitled The Power of the Decree. And we've been studying it from different angles and perspectives. And it's really important in this time in which we live for us to understand that in different seasons, God moves in different ways. Amen. And this happens to be what the Hebraic calendar says is the decade of the pay, or the decade of the mouth. And so we would gather through that, not an assumption, but a realization that God's going to use the mouth. Okay, now we've always known, you know, through Proverbs and the Psalms and just through the epistles, how important it is to have your words and what comes out of your mouth under control. Remember, Jesus said, he made a statement, he said, it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles. You know, now some people take that and run with it, but, you know, it's not what goes in, because that comes out in the drought. This is what he's speaking about. But he said, it's what comes out of the mouth that defiles, because that comes from the heart. And, you know, you can, as a man thinks, so is he. You can only think thoughts, and you can only say what you think. Now, you know, just for the sake of understanding, people say a lot of things they don't really think, but what they say then doesn't carry weight. But at the end of the day, in the course of the day, you have actually thought, unless you're just a total liar or hypocrite, you've said things that you actually think. And a lot of that is held captive in your subconscious. And your subconscious actually determines 85% of how you react or respond. You know, if you had a phobia growing up, a traumatic experience, and never got or became whole from that, oftentimes you'll find yourself reacting without even realizing it to that. And that's your subconscious. But there are ways that you can renew and bring even the subconscious into alignment with God. And one of the ways is talking to him. Now that might sound crazy, but Jesus, he talked to a tree. Right? He talked to a tree. He talked to a storm. He talked to dead bodies. You know, he understood this quantum level. He understood and he knew who he was and the authority that someone that believes and walks with God carries. Many of us don't understand that authority. And so we walk around loaded for bear, but don't know how to use our weapon. Just like I believe that COVID-19 is a bioweapon. Created in a lab and released on purpose against humanity with a depopulation agenda. Amen. And there's a lot of other moving parts and components involved in that. I believe that. You may not believe that. I believe that. Well, I believe also that the church is God's bioweapon. Amen. That we are his weapon. We are his instrument. And it's time, high time, for the church to arise, to awaken to the reality. The enemy has gotten brazen and bold. Well, it's time for the church to become brazen, not brazen, but bold. When Elijah contended with Jezebel, Jezebel was brazen, but Elijah was bold. Amen. You have to counter that. You can't cower to that. You have to stand up to that and see whose God is God. Amen. So today we're going to talk about what I've entitled, Heaven is Listening. Amen. There are realms outside of your consciousness. And some of you haven't, some of you have. I know my son, I've seen many of us. I know Sister Rose had mentioned, where's Sister Rose? There she is. She mentioned yesterday, she saw the angel. here, one of the angels. We've had people come that visit that would come up after service and say, you know, I saw angels all across. I've had people come to me and say, you know what, there's a huge angel that walks with you. I know he's a big fella. I know he's a bad fella. You know, it has to do with your assignment. And sometimes, like with Elisha, when the Syrian army came after him, when his servant woke, he was afraid and he ran to Elijah in a panic. But Elisha said, Lord, open his eyes. Let him see the real deal. And he saw, see, the Syrians sent an army after Elisha, and God had an army waiting on him. You understand what I mean? So if you're just idle, the unseen help is idle. Amen. They're there. And that's why a lot of people say, well, I'm just hanging in there. When the Bible says you're more than a conqueror. Thanks be unto God that always causes us to triumph. Amen. But we must be the catalyst and activate things because God has given us authority in the earth realm. And certain things will never happen. You say it. Your voice, many things like Alexa at home. Alexa, play this da-da-da-da-da Pandora. And she'll play it. What? She's voice activated. You can look at her all you want. And want her to play something. She ain't till you say something. And the enemy knows the same thing. That's why he tries to cower you down and make you shy. And well, I just ain't going to say, I ain't going to get involved. Because, yeah, it'll cost you something. Because you oftentimes will be persecuted when you stand up for truth. But listen, God is looking for somebody to stand up for truth. He didn't say it would be a bed of roses. He didn't say you would win a popularity contest. You wouldn't be voted to be this, that, the other. No, people going to hate you. Not everybody, but he said people will hate you. But listen, when people hate on you, God has you protected. He said he'll hide you from the scourge of the tongue, from the pride of men. They won't be able to get at you, to discourage you, to stop you unless you allow them to. Amen. God said, I'll hide you under the shadow of my hand. I put my word in your mouth. Now declare things. Why? God is doing something in the earth realm. But you are his instrument. I don't care how tall or short, what color your skin is, what education you have or don't have. That's not the issue. The issue is God has saved you. He's anointed you. He's appointed you. And he wants to use you. He needs you. Amen. So, somebody look at somebody ugly and tell them heaven is listening. I thought I'd catch you again. Husband, look over at his wife. She now look at somebody and tell them heaven is listening to you. In that realm outside of your consciousness, they're listening. Evil spirits listen. They watch. Even the wicked watch the righteous and seek to slay them. But you don't allow certain things into your sphere, your realm, your domain, unless you say something. Amen. As long as you're watching. See, fear can come to your mind, but if you don't start talking fear, you can pull that thing down easy. But the moment you start talking it, it starts to increase around you, starts to crowd you. Now you get troubled. Now you start seeing things, imaginations. And so heaven is listening. Well, let's go to Hebrews chapter 1, and let's start at verse number 14, and we're going to segue. Heaven is listening. It says here in Hebrews chapter 1, let's start at verse number 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Okay, he's speaking in reference to the angels in the unseen realm. Amen. Amen. In the unseen realm, in the realm just outside of our consciousness. Let me try to use a little physics here. The farthest we can see right now is the speed of light. We see light. But I like to believe that just beyond the light line, amen, just beyond 186,000 miles per second, there's another realm, amen, that we don't see. Because we can just see that far in our finiteness. But there's another realm where many from time to time have been either taken into that realm or have seen over into that realm. And it is a realm, and it's more real than this realm. That's what we need to understand. It's more real than this realm here. Your spirit man is more real than your physical man. See, the physical man can trick folk, you know, with the outward appearance. But the real man is on the inside. That's the real you. So angels inhabit that realm. And oftentimes they've, down through scripture, they've taken on human form. And that's why the scripture says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. For some have entertained angels unaware. Maybe you. That strange person you. I felt a number of times in my life that, you know, wait a minute. How did that guy leave so fast? Where did he? There was a woman, while we're talking about this, because we're going to look into the angelic host. A woman in a snowstorm, there was a guy walking down the interstate, and she, you know, she just felt so strongly, halfway in the middle of nowhere in this snowstorm, she stopped and picked him up. And when she picked him up, you know, she just, you know, he was kind of scraggly and all, but some of the things that he said to her were really strange, and she thought, I'm gonna have to get this guy out of here, you know. But He said some other things to her, and she was going to see her daughter in a prison. Long story short, she said, "Okay, this is where I got to go this way. So I'm not going down this way. I got to get off here." So she pulled by the side in deep snow. There's deep snow, and so he thanks her and everything, and he gets out of the car, and when he gets out, she looks over and he's not there. So she opens up her door. She goes around and look. He's not even there. No footprints in the snow either. And she knew, she said, wait a minute. You know, she was a saved person, and she knew that that was an angel of the Lord. And let me just say this as a prerequisite. Prepare for greater manifestation and visitation from the angelic host. I'm not talking about the demonic host. I'm talking about the angelic host. God is shoring up his army and his church. And they are here, as we will see, they are here to minister to you and for you. Sometimes you get discouraged, want to give up, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, you feel like somebody touches you, and all of a sudden you get a spark of joy or peace. Sometimes that's Holy Spirit. Sometimes that's the angel that's assigned to you that touches you to strengthen you. Remember, Jesus was praying in Gethsemane, and he got weak, and angels appeared. And they begin to strengthen him. That's what they're here for. And we need to understand that they are at our side. They are always with us. They never leave us. God never forsakes us. They are assigned to you. Amen. And let me tell you, heaven's always listening.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Nivella Casa Corp is a family-owned, woman- and minority-certified business dedicated to janitorial, commercial, post-construction, and residential cleaning. providing service to Dr.